Welcome back into the whole show, powered by PDC Energy. I'm Brady Hull, joined by the one and only Angel Padilla, or Angel, or Angle, or Angel. Either way, you want to slice it here. There's a lot of bad information out there talking about Jamal Murray. Just be very careful. He's not out. He's not listed as out. He is listed as questionable for tonight's game because of a non-COVID illness.
Yeah, I just saw this tweet from Harrison Wind over at DNVR Nuggets. A lot of people within the Nuggets have felt under the weather lately. There's been a bit of a bug running through the team.
Fantastic. What, flu game for everybody? Does that concern you? I mean, there's a bit of a bug. Michael Malone had it, apparently. Seemed to be talking fine the very next day because I heard him on an interview. Is this concerning? Should we be a little more worried about tonight's game? Ugh, there's been a bit of a bug running through the team, so it might not just be Jamal Murray who's
feeling
under the weather.
If it was somebody else, we'd know.
I would imagine.
If it was another player, we'd know. It could be staff. It could be equipment people. It could be the guy that washes the towels after the game. Who knows?
It could be. It very well could be. Slightly concerned. I'm not... 5 seconds ago, I was like, oh, Jamal's fine. It'll be okay. And then when you hear there's been a bit of a bug running through the team. Yeesh. Not changing.
Relax.
Not changing my pick. I'm still getting them to win tonight. But that's scary. If they're not healthy, Angel, that's still a deal. Just ask Anthony Davis. He wasn't healthy last night, and they wheeled him out in a wheelchair. He had a concussion, and they wheeled him out in a wheelchair. You just got to be careful with this situation here. Because it's not, you know... You got to get everybody well. If it does happen to go to a Game 7, everybody needs to be okay. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. So we got that one tonight. We got Nuggets tonight. That's a big one. Philadelphia and Boston tonight as well. It's 5:30. This is in Philly. Sixers are up 3-2. Do the Sixers pull off the upset here and take out Boston tonight and move on? James Harden's been kind of on a different planet recently. So I think that they got a good shot. Boston doesn't really look right. You know, they got to this point anyway, but they still don't quite look right. That game the other night, I mean, Philly just ran away with it. And James Harden, only 17 points, but 10 assists. And his defensive ability, dude, he's another one. He's not Gary Payton, but he's picked that up. Joel Embiid had 33 points, 7 boards in that win over Boston. We'll give picks. We didn't do our picks yesterday, Angel, because we didn't have a show, and I forgot to text you. Would you have picked Golden State over LA last night?
Yes.
I would have, too, so we're going to give each other a point there. What about Knicks Heat? I'll be honest, I would have taken Miami.
I would have taken New York.
Okay, where are we at in the standings now? How are we doing on this? Are we?
I will calculate the final number once this round is over. It's a lot of numbers to go through.
It's a lot of games. This is a lot of work that we're putting in for you guys. Is picking these games every night, and then Angel keeps track of them.
So looking just through round two, it was 3-1, 2-2, 4-0, 3-1, 1-3, 3-1, 2-2, 2-2, 2-2, 3-1. So it's very close.
It's very close.
We'll find out afterwards.
I feel like you've made a little bit of a comeback on this the last week or two.
Just a bit.
First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Our tight-knit brewing poll question of the day just has me thinking about the Joker, you know, as I tend to do.
How much do you think about
him? On a regular day? Like, during this run, he's on my mind pretty much all the time. During the summer when the season's over, once or twice a day, just crosses my mind. Wonder what he's up to. But it has me thinking of this GOAT conversation. And Tanner... laughed it off. That he just doesn't like. What is it about the Joker that he doesn't see? He's like the national media when it comes to Nikola Jokic.
I don't really know with Tanner why he. I think he likes Jokic. I just don't know if he here's he doesn't like him as much as we do.
Here's the thing. The national media views Joker as, oh, that's a good player, but when I watch him play, I don't see any monster jams where he's shaking the backboard. I don't see a little crossover and a fadeaway shot.
It's not firing your basketball neurons.
I see this, I don't like to say the word unathletic, because he is athletic. He's athletic in different ways.
He doesn't jump very high, but...
But they see that, and they go, oh, vertical's not there. His dribbling ability is so slow, like he's slow when he dribbles the ball. They don't understand him, and I think that's when Tanner watches him, he's like, he's not a dog, because he doesn't see Joel Embiid sprint down court and do a Euro step and dunk it. He doesn't see Devin Booker cross over and pull back for a fadeaway three. That's where a lot of people's brains go.
I think it's because he doesn't do that stuff that makes him so fun to watch.
I think he's a blast to watch, and I know you guys think I'm a homer and all this stuff with the Nuggets and Joker. But I'm just telling you, I watch a lot of freaking basketball. I watch a lot of basketball. And I watched the games last night, half of one, and then I watched the Warriors-Lakers game last night. This is fun to watch. He's so unique in the things that he does on the floor. But that's why he gets a negative, he gets a knock from so many people, including our boy Tanner, because they don't quite understand what they're seeing. That's not a knock. I'm not knocking Tanner for that. He's not your conventional star. And so, therefore, you don't think he's a dog.
I brought this up during football season, and this isn't a Dolphins thing, but when people watch Tua throw the ball, it doesn't hit the same receptions in your brain because it's not your brain. When it sees a football play, it says, okay, I've seen 30 other guys throw it that way. So it can put that picture together and match it. When Tua throws it, I don't see other left-handers, so it looks different. When you watch Jokic play, that same thing is happening. Your brain's not matching up what he's doing because you've never seen it before.
I think
with
that
position, with
point.
That size.
It's just something we don't see. I mean, you hear Keyshawn Johnson, oh, the whole back and down thing, and he throws it over. He's fine, but that's why is that just why do you laugh that off?
It'd be dumb if he wasn't making those shots, but it's because he makes those shots at such a high rate.
He's an extremely intelligent player. He gets angles and all of that stuff and where guys are going to be. My favorite thing to see with Nikola Jokic play is the design of the play. You see these guys moving, but he hits the guy that's not moving, and you're like, they weren't even setting that up for him. Well, it's like audibling in football. I'm doing all this to confuse the hell out of you, and then what I'm really gonna do is find that guy right there.
Well, he constantly learns throughout the series. You see every night he'll pull out a different move against Ayton because he hasn't prepared for it.
So many moves.
He watches film and say, okay, he's tending to lean over to the right when I'm faking to the left, so I'm going to fake to the left, but I'm actually going to go right because he's overselling it,
mm-hmm.
And I'm going to do fake left, actually go right, but it's actually a between-the-legs pass to AG.
Or I'll go underneath the entire backboard and squeak it off of the – just barely skid that basketball.
His body
off
control
the board.
Is insane.
He has that ability to just change every... Like, when you watch Joel Embiid or Giannis, how many moves do they have? I mean, they have some moves. Obviously, they're studs, but...
Embiid's very physical. Giannis is very kind of just freak of nature. Like, how do I even begin to defend you? Your arms are 20 feet long.
Yeah, you don't have to get too creative when you are a freak of nature.
Yeah, when you're that tall and your wingspan's that big, it's hard to figure out, okay, how can I defend Giannis if he's coming down the lane? Jokic... You would think, okay, I can just stand here and make him move. Well, he's going to move around you. He's going to step or spin or do something. Or he's just going to come right up to you, look at you in the eye, and then just put it over your
head. That's like, he's so confusing to watch, too, and guard, I would imagine. Even at the three-point line. Times it looks like he's going to take a wide-open three, he pulls it down and does a move and gets to the rim.
A lot of times it looks like he's almost settling for a three.
Times he isn't that open, you see him... Take a three.
He'll stand there and like, look, all right, no one's moving. All right, I'm going to look the guy up and down, and there's a three.
Dixon's talking trash to both of us here now, Angel.
Uh-oh.
Got to think Mahomes is still in the running for Denver GOAT until he loses. Hashtag Broncos daddy. And then he throws some shade your way. People look at Tua differently because we don't like guys who throw in the dirt or miss targets by a mile.
Doesn't do that.
I didn't see that before he got hurt. I didn't watch a lot of him after the concussion stuff. But the game I watched, he was sharp.
He was the only quarterback with the least amount of yak yards. So that's yards after catch. And he was, and he led the league in receptions past 20 yards.
Well, that probably helped to have Tyreek Hill with as far as the yards after catch, though, right?
But he was least in that. That means, like,
oh,
his receivers
were
not getting as much yards.
Dixon, hashtag Tua Tebow.
Whatever.
I will admit, when you were talking about unorthodox throws, I was thinking of Tebow, why it bothered us so much right off the bat, because it's, his throw was
I'm not
wacky.
Just saying it because they're good or bad or whatever. I'm saying it's because it's scientifically, your brain is not picking it up the same way it would when any other quarterback throws the ball. It's very minute. It's a very slight change, but it's your brain literally putting a picture with a picture. And when you see a lefty throw it, there's no other picture to match it with.
I just wish that these national guys, like, I want to know, are you really watching?
They're not.
Are you really staying up late and watching Nuggets, Suns, or are you just looking at the box score and then you see a few highlights?
But didn't we hear some ESPN person say, I didn't even watch this game for game five?
I wouldn't be shocked.
How are you not watching Suns, Nuggets?
Wouldn't be. That's your job. That's your job.
How are you not watching any of these series? This is probably, in my recent memory, probably the best quarterfinals we've had.
And I swear I heard this in Denver, because I monitor sometimes to hear what's going on, see what other stations are up to and doing things like that. And I swear I heard a Denver guy say that I haven't watched Joker a lot this year, but now that I'm dialed into the playoffs, you can see what kind of an impact he makes. What? I mean, at least you admit it. But this is your job. You got to watch Nikola. You got to watch the two-time MVP play basketball.
Yeah, like
if you're a national guy or a local guy, you should be watching the two-time MVP play basketball.
Yeah, it makes us Jokic praisers sound like we're insane when we've been saying this stuff all year long, and you're just now getting around to it, and you're just now seeing how good of a player he is.
He's been doing it for 5 years now.
I get the regular season's not the most entertaining thing, and not even for Jokic. He doesn't think it's all that fun, but it's still greatness. He's still going to go out there and do his job.
Yeah, I just... It's infuriating, and again, you release this podcast of Keyshawn coming out saying, oh, man.
That was awful.
He's just backing into people, and I'm not really into that. I don't even know what the hell he said. It was ridiculous. Yeah, see if you can find it, because it was just, it's just a terrible take. You know, I mean, I get joking around and having fun and stuff, but you're trying to break down Nikola Jokic, and your breakdown of him is... The whole backing down thing. What? It's not even like a 20% of what he actually does. Here it is. Let's listen to it.
Here comes the slander.
Look, it's not a slander. There's no question Jokic has dominated all of those things. It just, the whole backing down and doing this to somebody to go, it just don't look right. I mean,
it looks so right. It doesn't to me. I understand it's
effective and it's efficient, and he had 12 assists and he had a night. He just picks the ball up and throws it over people's head. It looks like to me, you know that kid when you was in school, Jay, he was 7 feet tall and everybody else was about 6 feet, and he just do stuff with the ball over his head. That's what I'm looking at. I'm like,
I mean, but Key, look at these numbers: 300 points, 100 rebounds, 75 assists.
There you go.
It gets compared to the Big O.
They're all 7 foot in the NBA.
I love how he's like, it doesn't look right, but he's getting the points, he's getting the assists, he's getting the rebounds, he's playing the game, but it doesn't look right.
He's equating Joker to, okay, you're playing basketball and when you're third grade, you got a guy that's growing faster than everybody else and he's already like 5'8". So you give him the ball. He's saying that Joker's that good because he's just taller than everybody else? No.
There are people taller than Jokic.
Most guys in the NBA are like 6'9", 6'10", 7 foot. That's a lot of them are. I'd be curious to see the average height of an NBA guy. You're not going to see many point guards much shorter than 6'6". So it's not a matter of, it's just easier because he's bigger. That was Shaq, because he was bigger. He wasn't taller, but he was bigger. He could just bulldoze through people. Joel Embiid has a little bit of that. But even to defend Joel Embiid and Giannis, the touch we see with centers now, they're no longer the Yusuf. Yusuf kind of developed a little more touch in his recent years. But centers are built to be more mobile. They're scoring outside more. That's what we're seeing, the new trend of centers. The DeAndre Aytons are kind of going out of style.
Average height of centers is around 6'9" to 7 feet. Small forward is about 6'7". Power forward, 6'7 to 6'11". Shooting guards, anywhere from 6'3 to 6'5", with the tallest being 6'9". And point guards, 6'9".
So they're all tall.
Or no, point guard 6 to 6'3".
Okay, yeah, 6'9". I was like, damn. 6 foot to 6'3"? That's the average? Okay, all right. I was wrong about
that.
But
in terms of all players, it's 6 feet to about 7'1".
Interesting. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Benjamin Albright, a friend of ours, tweeted out, haven't seen one of these Broncos schedule leaks be correct yet. I can tell you there are a lot of primetime games, and it's a balanced schedule. Okay. Well, there you go. The more you know. 21 minutes after the hour, it's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We're on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1, 1310 KFK. When we come back, let's make our NBA playoff picks for tonight, and then also a little Nuggets pump up coming up as we get set for Game 6. Cold be damned, flu be damned, whatever the hell's going around with that in that locker room. Will the Nuggets take care of business tonight in Phoenix? It's the whole show. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Start your day with Good Morning NoCo with Brian Gary and Tanner Schwint on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Clay Millen, quarterback for the Green and Gold, and you're listening to the whole show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
You found it on Twitter. What's the breaking news? Are the Suns waving the white flag or what?
Yes, this coming from NBA insider Shams. I don't know his last name. Sharia?
Yeah, something like
Shams. You know who he is.
Yeah.
Suns center DeAndre Ayton has been ruled out of Game 6 tonight versus Nuggets due to a rib contusion.
Out. How about that? I didn't think there was any way Ayton would stay out. Joker's been beating him up, man. Okay, now what? You got the flu bug running around the Nuggets or whatever. And now DeAndre Ayton's out, another starter in this game tonight. Wow. Absolutely crazy. Now the Nuggets are... Has the line changed at all?
It changed from 3 to 3.5 for Phoenix.
Weird. Well, it's all Booker and Durant then. That's all they're going to do.
Does Jacques Landale do anything?
Mm-mm. I don't think so.
Who's their third center?
Biombo. Does he play?
He's going to have to. I mean, Landale is likely to go into foul trouble defending Jokic.
He played a little bit, I guess, but
he played Jokic fairly well when he first saw him. But as we said, Jokic is like a robot; he's learning all the time.
That's insanity, man. Just makes this thing a little bit easier. I don't like to get on here and bash guys for injuries and call them out. I'm just saying it's Game 6. Like Chris Paul, I know I'm being unfair there, but it's Game 6. You're out. You're out. Your career could be over after tonight, Chris Paul. And then Ayton, this is it.
Does this have a similar impact to Chris Paul in that Phoenix was playing faster without him?
They might.
What do they do without Ayton?
There's a concern. I guess the only concern would be that, okay, it's all Durant and Booker then. It's going to be you two back and forth. Put the ball in their hands. Nobody else even look at it. And if it hits, it hits, but likely won't all the time.
Does this prompt them to double team?
Yeah, because Joker's just going to... I mean, does Joker go for 50 tonight?
No, I could see 30. I think he's going to want to get his teammates involved.
They're going to have to double him, man.
If he sees that he's going to have an opportunity to score, he's going to do it.
Wow. I'm just blown away by this. And DeAndre Ayton, this was a guy in that Suns series. He had 2 years ago. He was pretty good in that series. But I don't see how Jacques Landale's going to I mean, he's had some moments in the series, but it's just moments. He's just.
But you're not. You're starting against Nikola Jokic now.
Yeah, no.
Not just coming off the bench after he's maybe a little tired from the first quarter.
Yeah, there's this. This thing's done. This thing's over. Denver's getting game six. They're moving on. They'll be in the Western Conference Finals for the fourth time in their history. And that's how it's going to go. Playoffs tonight, Angel. Let's see about our picks here. 5:30 on ESPN. The Boston Celtics and Philadelphia 76ers go at it. The Celtics are 2.5-point favorites in this game. It is in Philadelphia. Philly leads the series 3-2. Does Philly end this thing tonight, or does Boston survive one more game at least and advance to a game seven?
I've been on Boston all year. I picked them to win this series. I understand there are some issues there right now with Tatum and Brown and what's Horford going to do. But I still think they're too good to lose this game. I like Boston to win.
You like Boston to win? Did I take Boston to win the series?
I did.
Okay. Yeah, so there you go. Kind of have to here. I think Boston wins. I wanted to pick the Sixers the other day so badly, Angel, but I went with Boston. I should have done that. I do think Boston, it's survival night for them. Do I even need to ask what you think about tonight's game?
You know, with the recent news that's coming out today, sickness, injuries, mentality about this game, what's on the line. This Nuggets team is different. And I think they understand what's in front of them more so than they did against Minnesota in game five or game four when they had a chance to close it out.
Yeah.
I think you realize now in what you showed on home court in game five, you can beat this. You are better than this team. You can beat this team in Phoenix. Nuggets close it out. The sun sets tonight.
I like it. I'm 100% in. Now, the question is, can't get complacent. You can't look at DeAndre Ayton's out. Another starter's down. You can't let that change your mindset. You got to be on Booker and Durant. You got to slow those two guys down.
You got to make adjustments.
Just like you did in game five. That's what you have to do. Texter Brady, it's never a done deal. Remember when Denver went to Utah with like seven guys total and smoked them? Suns still have some dogs. Well, I had them picked before that, and now Ayton's out, so it would just make my pick a little bit easier, I would think.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be a different look from Phoenix, but I think it hurts them defensively. Ayton didn't do much on the offensive side. That's Booker and KD, but their biggest thing has been defending or not defending Nikola Jokic.
Yeah.
And if they're not going to put a strong enough defender on there.
Well, and think about the defensive aspect of this now, too. Everything shifts down. Now Joker and Gordon don't have to worry about Ayton doing much down there.
I think Landale's a better scorer than Ayton.
Yeah.
So you're going to have to... Jokic might have to work a little bit harder on defense.
But Ayton's the better rebounder and everything.
Right.
So that's where you can dominate here. Before we take a break, I want to ask you a simple question. Are your shows buffering? Are your games, you're playing Madden, little Madden at night? Are those lagging for you? Your calls dropping? Here's the FYI. Your old school internet company can't keep up. Bottom line. Their network isn't enough. It's time to fiber your internet with Allo. Visit allofiber.com. You've been hearing about them. You've been seeing them all over the place. Find out if they will service your area in the Greeley area, Greeley and Eaton area right now, but they're expanding. That's allofiber.com/FYI. 34 minutes after the hour. Let's get this thing going, man. Let's pump this thing up coming up. It's game six tonight. It's time to take down the Phoenix Suns. And as Angel said, the sun perhaps sets tonight. Let's jump out quickly, though, and get the latest on the local sports flash.
This is Ed Werder, NFL reporter for ESPN and a 1982 graduate of the University of Northern Colorado. Hope you'll continue to listen to the award-winning Hull Show, 1310 KFKA.
A little bit of contact low, no whistle. Here comes Gordon. Porter from deep. Jokic trying to back down Ayton. One of the all-time two-game performances for Jokic, the last two. And he picks up where he left off. Jokic controls. They go right to Gordon. Spins, fades, and banks it in. Jokic again overplayed. And that time it backfires. Porter from the corner. They reset to Jokic. Inside. Porter, boy, beautiful little hesitation. What a start for Porter. Quick start for Booker. Porter lets it play, and he buries another triple. Andrew Shamet playing himself into some more minutes. Look at Murray. Excellent ball movement. This is Bruce Brown from deep. Got it.
and that's Denver Nuggets basketball at its best.
Green, exquisite dish from Jokic. Here's KCP, big shot for Denver.
Gordon back to Porter, thought about it. Terrific defense from Ross. Jokic underneath. Complete afterthought in the postseason before game three of this series as Jokic answers. Murray walks it up the floor, gets it to Jokic. Inside. No one better with the ball in his hands.
Combined 5 of 17 from the field as Jokic on cue knocks down that jump shot.
Boy, Murray is kind of strolling along the baseline. Here comes Gordon. Spin, drop step. Beautifully done out of Jokic. Contact, and he's going to shoot a free throw. And Phoenix now 3 of 13 from deep. Jokic! Denver working quickly. Now to Jokic, steps into the triple. Got it! Still 10 on the timer. Murray, little hesitation, doubled, kicks. Porter from deep. Ball knocked around into the paint. Jokic! Midseason pickup for them after he was brought out by Orlando. That is Bruce Brown wheeling his way to the rack. With Suns bench still screaming. Boy, what a pass. Green to Christian Brown, catching him napping. Cross court, Murray. Fakes the pass, backs him down, spins, fakes. Just masterful. Christian Brown, the interception. A foot race. Jokic up top, Gordon! Can he now lead this team to a championship? That's the only question left. Joker off a pretty pass from Murray.
There it is, man. Denver Nuggets looking to close this out. We just hear that DeAndre Ayton's going to miss the game tonight. No Chris Paul. We did hear earlier before that, Jamal Murray was a little under the weather, but I think he's playing. And then former Nuggets coach George Karl just retweeted the story about DeAndre Ayton and said, weak. Woof.
How old is George Karl?
Yeah, I met George a couple years ago up here. It was really cool. It was really awesome. But
I love that he's as active on Twitter as he is.
I do, but sometimes you're like, oh, George, from a former coach perspective, you're going to call a player
yes.
weak? He was a tough-nosed guy, though.
Coach Carmelo, you can say whatever you want.
That's true. Carmelo would have played tonight with bruised ribs, wouldn't he? Yeah.
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 You bring him back?
No. I was okay with the idea of it. But I don't see the – does it make any sense?
Would you want him to retire as a Nugget?
I think – see, and I got this philosophy here. Like, you can retire jerseys. You don't have to retire the number. I get that he and Joker are both 15, so you don't want to do that. But see, when I hear retire a jersey, it means you raise him up in the rafters and you honor them as one of your greats. Like the Broncos have the Ring of Fame. Mm-hmm. Melo should definitely be in whatever version of the Ring of Fame. He is one. He's top five Nugget all time, probably top three. It's Joker and then Alex English and Melo, probably Melo above English just because, again, my take on that, he saved a terrible franchise and made him relevant.
Yeah, I mean, Melo brought the Nuggets back into relevancy when he came in the league.
And they never missed the playoffs with him. Once they got him, they were a relevant basketball team. Before him, they were a lottery team. And so Alex English was a part of some great teams and did some amazing things, but the Nuggets weren't in the basement when Alex English got there. Yeah, you should honor him somehow, and that's a tough point with a lot of Nuggets fans. They don't see it that way. They don't see it. They look at a guy that wanted traded. He signed an extension. He signed a second contract with the Nuggets. It wasn't like he was always looking to get out. He just saw the writing on the wall, and little birdie told him that his hometown, where he went to college, you know, the Knicks were interested in him. And then let it be known that, hey, at the end of the season, I ain't going to be here. So the Nuggets traded him and got some value out of that. In fact, Murray was a part of that. There was a future draft pick in that. That was a part of their trade. So, yeah, you absolutely should. George Karl should be up there. There's not many Nuggets that I would say deserve to be put up
I think there's only two, right?
Who is it? Well, Doug Moe's up there because of the wins. Dikembe, they retired. Retiring, it's all well and good. I'm not a big retire the number guy. I'm all about honor them as one of your greats. Dikembe, that's tough for me.
So it's Alex English.
Uh-huh.
Bill Russell, of course. Everyone does that.
Yes. Okay.
Fat Lever.
Mm-hmm.
David Thompson.
Definitely.
Byron Beck.
Okay.
He had one season in Denver. Averaged 4.7 points in 53 games.
I don't know.
How is he retired?
Is there something that... Maybe there's something else he did. I don't remember.
Dan Issel, Dikembe Mutombo, and Doug Moe.
Dan Issel. That makes sense. All those make
Nine
sense.
Seasons in Denver, averaged 20 points, 7 rebounds in 718 games, all-star, and then assistant to the president, and then head coach, general manager, and then head coach.
Yeah, Melo should be in that company, right? He should absolutely be up there in that company.
If not stats, then just impact.
He impacted this organization more than any, maybe more, Joker's got that now. But he impacted, Melo impacted this organization like you wouldn't believe. I mean, they never missed the playoffs with Carmelo Anthony involved. Now, they never got over that hump, but because of Melo, they were a relevant basketball team. Even though they went through the rough patch between George Karl and Michael Malone with Brian Shaw in there, that was very minimal compared to what we witnessed before Melo got there. And part of that trade got you Jamal Murray, too. So, yeah, I think about it. Would I want him back now? Where is he now? He's not anywhere.
I don't know if he's playing anymore.
I think that for me, that ship has sailed. I thought it made sense like 2 years ago. I would have taken him over, you know, Uncle Jeff 2 years ago. But now I'm not so sure. I'm not in that mindset anymore.
Like he's with the Lakers.
Are there any current Nuggets other than Nikola Jokic that you can forecast in the future and go, yeah, they should be? And I'm not talking retired numbers. I think you should change the way you do business. You honor them by lifting them up, and they're your Hall of Fame players. They're your great, your ring of fame. Is there another guy on this roster that you look at 10 years down the road, 15 years down the road that should be honored in that way? Jamal? Is Jamal going to be that guy?
I don't know.
Not sure either. I hope so. I really, really do, but
I say that just because there's a lot of catching up to do. If Jokic is the bar, that's a lot.
Well, yeah, Alex English, Jokic, Dan Issel, all those guys, you know, it's hard to put Jamal Murray in that same conversation right now. Now, be like the Broncos and win a couple of titles, then you start talking about these guys lifting more and more of them. I mean, when the Broncos won titles, that yielded like 5 Hall of Famers from that group. Hate the way Melo and his wife wanted out, but for once I agree with you, Brady. Melo was huge for the franchise and deserves recognition, but no number retired. If Joker wasn't also 15, it might be different. I don't like the retiring of the numbers unless, like, I'm talking freaking all caps GOAT. John Elway would be freaking all caps GOAT. Number 7. No one's wearing 7. Joker would be 15. I'm not retiring Alex English's number. I'm not retiring Dikembe Mutombo's number. They did. But I'm talking, there's just, because sooner or later, 80 years from now, you're going to retire everybody's number. So I'm just saying, like Manning, no. 18, okay. But I'm not a big retiring of the number guy. Like Shannon Sharpe was 84. He's a Hall of Famer. Don't retire his number. 30, don't retire his number. Terrell Davis, don't do that. If Joker's not 15, we probably have a different conversation. Well, if they change their definition of honoring players, it doesn't have to be a retire their number. You raise their jersey up and go, that was one of our greats. You should be proud of that. Because the Nuggets don't have a lot, dude. You just mentioned a bunch of guys. Most of those guys I respect, I didn't watch. Dikembe Mutombo barely watched. 48 minutes after the hour, we're going to take a quick break, wrap up the show on the other side. Let's get to what did we learn on this 11th day of May. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We'll be right back.
Hear the manager of the NoCo Owls every Tuesday with the Frank Gonzalez Show on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Jeff Linder, head men's basketball coach of the University of Wyoming Cowboys, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
The next time you get angry over a bad play, remember you need teamwork to win, not arguments.
Now we know.
And knowing is half the battle.
Hey, hey, what do you say? We all had a special day. Now turn to a friend and say what you learned today.
Welcome back into the show. What a shout out to Cable's Pub and Grill. Fiesta Thursdays today. Man, a smothered burrito sounds delicious. $10.99 for their smothered burrito. Also, house margaritas for just $4 at Cable's Pub and Grill. What did we learn on this 11th day of May? We learned a lot. We learned the Broncos will play at Kansas City on Thursday night football. On week six, they've got a week seven game against the Patriots or the Packers or something.
Packers.
Week 11 is which one's that one? Is that the Minnesota game? No, that's the Detroit game.
Yes.
And then week 15, or I'm wrong.
Yeah, that's wrong. Week 11 is Sunday night football against the Vikings.
Week 15's at Detroit, and then week 16, that's the Patriots game.
Yep.
So we learned that. We learned that DeAndre Ayton is out for the game tonight. We already knew Chris Paul was out. And we also learned that there was a little bit of a bug going on between the Denver Nuggets right now around that locker room. Jamal Murray is questionable. Hopefully, all is good there. What did you learn, Angel, aside from all of that?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of that. Learned that the Rockies have one of the best 10-game stretches in baseball right now.
Are they the hottest team in baseball right now?
Them and the Dodgers, yeah. 8-2 in their last 10.
How about the Rockies off today and then back home tomorrow? It's perfect timing because I think this weather's clearing out tomorrow.
Maybe.
I don't know.
It's rainy.
It's rainy. I got to go down to Denver after this, so I'll enjoy my drive. That should be fun. Nuggets cover the spread. They're going to win.
Yes. Yes, yes, and yes.
Dominant performance. Blowout.
Jokic triple-double. Murray plus 20. MPJ plus 15. And Nuggets win going away.
I still like Murray being the guy tonight. Even with the now terrible mismatch for Phoenix with Ayton out, I still think Jamal Murray's going off tonight. It's a closeout game nationally. I mean, obviously they're all nationally televised, but all the eyes are going to be on you, and that's where Jamal Murray tends to shine. We'll find out. Will we jump on the show tomorrow talking about game one in the Western Conference Finals? Or are we previewing a game seven for the weekend? We'll find out. That'll do it for us. Back at it on a Friday. Good night, Northern Colorado.